Twitter. Welcome, members. You're listening to the Crass Files podcast with Adam. It's Tuesday, the 3rd of March, 2020. Great to be plugged in here with you from Sydney, Australia. As usual, these podcasts go up about 10 minutes after I finish them. So just a way to break down the system around. And thanks so much for the members out there and your continuing support. Help me roll forward here and keep the website up and running. You help keep that website up and rolling for the general public as well. So a great service you're doing and helping me out here in Real Independent Media in Sydney, Australia. So it's great to be plugged in. And we're going to cover the coronavirus tonight and all the fear-mongering that's going on. You know, particularly just looking at Australia at the moment, it's really incredible. I just can't believe my eyes. The amount of fear-mongering is unbelievable. I'll cover it the best I can and just go over the latest sort of articles and things I'm saving from today in particular as we move forward. Great to be here. Sit down tonight to do this on my chair and there's going to be a flu needle under there. That's how crazy this is. I feel like every time I turn around and blink now, there's a flu needle jab in my face, you know. The massive, unbelievable push from the Australian mainstream media to get a flu shot is phenomenal. I've never seen anything like this in my life. I mean, it's just absolutely insane. Every angle, everywhere you turn, everywhere you go, if you're looking at the media and the television system and the radio and just the newspapers and everything that's happening in this country, they are just 150% pushing flu shots onto the population on steroids. It's absolutely unbelievable. It's really an incredible situation that I'm seeing. These media ghouls just can't push out vaccines for the big pharmaceutical corporations that own their asses fast enough. I mean, they're just spewing, they're vomiting out this propaganda left, right, and center. Wherever you look, it's just it's absolutely insane, and I can't keep a handle on it. Every time I check out the latest and come online, it's just it's just more and more and more and getting more intense with the whole coronavirus thing. So I think it is important to look at media manipulation instead of completely ignoring it, because it's just so overwhelming. And I was just on there before on my social media page, and I found another video from today on one of the mainstream current affairs news programs on about 7 o'clock, so prime time every night here in Australia. And I found this this unbelievably outrageous, propaganda pushing for people to get the flu shot. And we get the same propaganda all the time that they're going to run out of flu shots and there's not going to be enough for everybody and there's not going to be enough masks and everyone's going to die and all of this. And this is transferring into the dumb general population who are worried about their families and worried about their kids, that they're all going to get sick and die. And this is just one little part of this massive propaganda campaign that's getting absolutely sledgehammered over our heads at the moment in this country, all on the back of this staged, completely fake outbreak. So what's important is not the coronavirus itself, it's all of this and what they're trying to do. They're really trying to push the mandatory vaccinations through, absolutely 100%. Whatever you think's going on here, that's what they're trying to do. They really want to get these needles in our skin, folks, and they want to get this stuff into our bloodstreams. So it's really incredible. But have a listen to this anyway. It's just listen to the words that this thing up there, this blonde woman, is talking about. I mean, one of these women that that look like a what do you call it? Maybe a goanna or something, some type of reptile with lipstick and eyeshadow on. She's up there really pushing the. She's got her foot on the fear pedal and she's got it down to the floor. And they're pushing the flu shots and they're scaring everybody that there's not going to be enough, you know, like the big pharmaceutical companies just, you know, they can't just make enough and you're going to miss out if you don't go and get one now. So it's like this whole car salesman thing when you're on a car lot or something and you're thinking about buying a car, or, you know, the tactics that real estate agents use, you know, if you're going to buy a place or something, they're ringing you and harassing you and hassling you. I've got this other buyer. They're going to buy now. Do you want it? Do you want it? Because it's going to go to them. I want to give it to you, though. It's this whole forced sale sort of stuff that they're using in the media, and they're just they're prostitutes for the big pharmaceutical industry. In my book, that's all they are. They're just prostitutes. They're whores for the pharmaceutical industry, pushing these drugs down our throats on the back of this, and that's their job. But have a listen to the words she uses in this clip, and the fear mongering, and how they've got these stupid, ridiculous idiots who are sitting up there, these parents saying that they're worried and all of this. But take a listen to this. It's just, this is what we're getting on overdose in this country at the moment.
If the coronavirus wasn't already frightening enough, a deadly flu season is just around the corner. In a moment, I'll be joined by Prime Minister Scott Morrison for the latest on this global health crisis. But first, the importance of getting the flu shot, and is there enough vaccine to go around?
I worry that my children aren't going to be safe. You know, if the vaccines aren't there, what's going to happen to my children? Are they going to catch these diseases?
Just notice as well that they're playing the theme from the Walking Dead series. If anyone's watched the Walking Dead series on
biggest concern we've got is that people won't get vaccinated.
It's a zombie apocalyptic type series from the United States. They're playing the same theme song from that. Isn't that interesting?
We want at least 95% of the community ideally protected and vaccinated against the flu.
It's quite scary as a parent because you obviously can't protect them from everything.
With 4-year-old Nash and 21-month-old Riker in daycare, mum Jess is used to her children coming down with the odd bug. But she says recently the thought of them getting sick has her in a panic.
It's a scary thought to think that, you know, we've got these two, you know, the flu and the coronavirus that is obviously causing a lot of deaths around the world. Any of us or even our children could be greatly at risk.
In the United States, they've had as many as 16,000 seasonal influenza-related deaths so far this year. It is possible that we could be looking at large disease burden this year.
The official stance of the Australian Medical Association is everyone who can get a flu jab this season should. New South Wales President Dr. Ken Senglim.
If we have both a bad influenza season,
well, you will soon, won't you? You won't have a choice.
More numbers of coronavirus victims around Australia, this will put an increased stress on all of the medical resources.
Sell
my recommendation
drugs,
would be brace for the worst, and hopefully we get the best.
Dr. Sally Coburn claims the World Health Organization predicts the flu may kill up to 650,000 people every year.
I believe when the experts meet every year to decide what they're going to put into the flu vaccine, they also decide how many they need. And I hope that they've
anticipated. Yeah, and you don't mention that the flu vaccine's a total failure and doesn't work and doesn't protect anyone from any kind of flu whatsoever and is a total failure every year.
Will there be enough flu vaccines to cover nearly the whole of Australia? After all, there are more than 25 million of us.
Almost 200,000 extra doses of the flu vaccine have been rushed to Victorian doctors
during one of the worst seasons in history.
Just last year, we saw vaccine supply issues.
For the 2019 flu season, it was particularly bad. There was a record number of confirmed cases of it, and the Australian government did actually have to order some extra deliveries of the flu vaccine. It was unprecedented demand, over 10 to 20%.
Anthony Tassoni from the Pharmacy Guild of Australia.
We will be able to meet the demand in the at least in the early parts of the winter months with
This guy's like trying. This guy's a pharmacy salesman, so it's like asking a desperate used car salesman, "Should I buy this car?" I mean, what other answers is he going
to
give you?
The Department of Health has told us, although it's too early to say how many vaccines may be required, record numbers of supplies for government programs have been secured, and Australia is well placed to respond to any increased demand that may arise.
We need to make sure that the people who really need the flu vaccine, that it's available for them.
So
they are people over 65, people with chronic illnesses, pregnant women, and there are free vaccines for these special groups.
Pregnant women.
Aged 6 months to less than 5 years are eligible for free flu vaccines at their local GP. The advice from the experts is simple but effective.
Number one, wash the hands. Number two, don't put them anywhere near your face or mouth, hands or eyes.
So my message to the government would be, what are you doing to make sure that we're all getting the opportunity to be vaccinated, to make sure that we're all safe, and to make sure that we as Australians don't have to worry?
And flu vaccine stock for the 2020 season is expected in pharmacies in coming weeks.
So you can hear that stupid woman before. She's a zealot. She's a brainwashed idiot. I'd say more like an actor, really. They've got an actor up there pretending to be a mum who just can't wait to get the flu shots into herself. And it's this whole rhetoric, you know. It's this whole thing that the government, well, you're the government. Are you going to protect me from this flu boogeyman? You're the government. That's your job. Protect us. You know, it's the same old. But on every channel, every radio station, every paper, it's flu, get your flu jab, flu. It's becoming this toxic kind of mundane, slow drip, flu shot, get your flu shot, flu, you know, and it's like coming out of the drain pipes now. It's just absolutely everywhere. It's like this beating, driving hum, flu. It's just unbelievable. It really defies belief what's happening in this country. But there you can see that was just tonight. That was just one channel off one little show, one little segment. You can roll to all the channels. You can open up all the papers and it's just flu. Get your flu shot. You're going to get the coronavirus flu shot. It's really phenomenal stuff, folks. And I'm sure a lot of countries are getting it. But I think we do need to prepare when we're looking at some of this stuff. I'm wondering myself how far they're going to take this. Just personally, I'm thinking, well, they're taking this pretty far, looking at what's happening. So I'm kind of like this guy sitting up there on the fence, just sort of watching. I'm just looking in and just watching to see how far they're going to take this and where it's going to go, which is very interesting indeed, because it's all propaganda and it's all fear and fear control. So we've said it time and time again. This is really fear-mongering, folks, on steroids. Unbelievable. And also, of course, we've got a media blitz in Australia pushing the flu jabs and other vaccines as well to be protected, of course. And I also getting pamphlets in the mailbox as well, which I don't think I remember receiving before. Getting these glossy pamphlets talking about getting flu shots to pregnant women and how important it is and how safe it is as well. It's unbelievable that so getting that. And just a reminder as well, I was just yesterday on the General Knowledge podcast through Real News Australia with the Tot News guys there, and Ethan and Lee, the General, and Andy as well up in Brisbane. We went through all of this, and that podcast is now up, the General Knowledge podcast. So I'll post a link on crasfiles.com so people can have a listen to that show and see what you think. We had about four of us just going over all of this and discussing it as well. So much coming out on the news in the on the news in the back on the back of this story with what I'm seeing. It's unbelievable some of the stuff they're slipping in. I just found this today about Australia considering banning mass gatherings. So we have these chief health officers. They're meeting today, to consider bigger social distancing steps to reduce this fake coronavirus outbreak, such as cancelling sporting events and religious gatherings and school or workplaces. Nursing homes, childcare centres, just cancelling it all out and shutting them down. So Australians were yesterday urged to stop shaking hands and exercise some degree of caution, so not kissing each other. The first human transmission of the coronavirus inside Australia was confirmed. Yeah, sure it was. So they're going on with all of this stuff. Stand up straight, put your shoulders back, stand in line. If anyone's seen or read 1984, George Orwell's 1984, you can watch the movie as well. You know, we got those screens in the guy's room and telling him to stand up and touch his toes and all of this. Same sort of thing, you know. You know, like military drill stuff. I can highlight this. This is just one. Yeah, so they're talking about these attorney generals talking about in Parliament that they're going to activate these measures through Biosecurity Act, such as the power to ban gatherings. How bizarre. And impose lockdowns as well. So impose lockdowns and ban gatherings. So we've been talking about this on this podcast for years now, and about these biosecurity laws that came through the government. There are two broad ranges of powers that people may well experience for the first time, he said. So they're bringing in these new laws as they all get us to hold a ball on our nose and stand on one foot and cluck like a chicken at the same time. It would require any Australian to give information about people that they've contacted or had contact with, so dobbing people in with, so that we can trace transmission pathways and spy on everybody. It will also mean that Australians could be directed to remain in a particular place or undergo decontamination, which means you'll be quarantined and vaccinated. So very bizarre kind of, this is the news articles that are coming out of Australia at the moment. It's really weird, and they're bringing up this Christian Porter guy as well, who makes my skin crawl. Prime Minister Scott Morrison activated the country's emergency response plan and is operating on the basis the virus is a pandemic. So it's The Walking Dead, folks. It's 28 days later, straight out of the movies. It's all based on propaganda and fear. There is no virus. So the federal government has described this new respiratory illness with flu-like symptoms. So you got coughing, sore throat, fatigue, fever, and shortness of breath. So how many symptoms here match just everyday, run-of-the-mill being run down, your immune system, you know, just general flu symptoms? I mean, it's really smoke and mirrors. So anyone with these kinds of symptoms are treated like they've got this new illness and that you're a zombie. Just remember that all these zombie movies and things like The Walking Dead that they've been showing you, this is what it's all preparing us for subconsciously. This is how they get us to accept what's coming. You know, this is how they drill it into our subconscious, into our mindset, showing us through the movies. And we sit there stuffing our faces and drinking our beer, thinking that it's all entertainment. And now they go live with these drills, but we've seen it on TV, so we're confused. You know, it's unbelievable how they screw with us and they manipulate us and they blur the lines between what's real and what's not. So that's another one, and it's just a whole bunch of coronavirus propaganda here, as I've always said, and as I was saying on the podcast with the guys yesterday, any podcast that I put up on YouTube that's to do with the coronavirus and 5G or pollution over there or whatever, you've got these WHO advertisements at the bottom of my podcast show on YouTube as well, that they stick there. So it's unbelievable, incredible. But here we go. Australia considers mass gathering bans. So they're going to ban gathering, I guess, and I guess this would run into schools and stuff like that. They're going to shut them all down. So as I said before, I don't know how far this is going to go here. I will just save that one because that's a new one. But really remarkable stuff indeed when you're seeing all this fear-mongering and what's coming out. And if I look at the statistics in Australia, and I look at only a few people kind of popping up here and there where they're telling us in Australia, for example, there might have been one death, but we don't know anything about this. If I could have a look at how many people in Australia have this coronavirus, I think they're saying like only four or so people have been confirmed with this, and then in this one they're saying 12 confirmed cases, but it's only very, very, very small, isn't it? The actual confirmed cases, what they're saying. And then I look up these kind of Australian Bureau of Statistics about deaths due to influenza 2017. So in 2017 in Australia, there were 1,255 deaths due to influenza, recording a standardized death rate of 3.9%, per 100,000 persons. This is a significant increase from 2016, where 464 influenza deaths were recorded. An individual dying from influenza in 2017 was most likely to be female aged over 75 years. So you got a lot of deaths of elderly people, and we don't know the circumstances of this, you know, where they are, if they're in nursing homes. I would say a lot of oldies who are like 75 in their mid-80s or whatever in these nursing homes, because I've seen it firsthand. They give them flu shots in there and they kill them. And they give them all sorts of drugs and antibiotics and they kill them. That's what nursing homes are for, mostly. They abuse them in there and they murder them. And they're serial killers. That's what we've always said here in these nursing homes, in the hallways of these hospitals, these doctors walking around, they're serial killers, man. And, you know, the families have no idea why their relatives just died or grandpa just died, but they were murdered. And so with the circumstances of all these thousands of deaths in 2017, for example, we don't know how these people died. We just don't know. Most of them are elderly people who died, and they just tell you that it was influenza. But we've gone through the stats so many times before, and how many people in the US who have flu symptoms have their respiratory samples taken and tested, and it comes back with no flu virus. So we don't know what's made them sick, and we don't know if they've been killed in these medical in the medical system. I've pulled up another article here. Flu deaths in Australia hit 300. And this is going back to last year's flu season in 2019. About 300 people died from the flu that year, so last year. And that was double the rate of 2018. And they're saying, well, it's a moderately bad sort of season that we had. But if you have a look, and I mentioned this on the General Knowledge podcast in America, there's just thousands and thousands of deaths related to these flu-type symptoms and complications every year in that country. But here we have a few people with this coronavirus, which we're being told is the same as really having a normal flu, and it's the end of the world, walking dead, apocalyptic situation. So what's going on here? Why are they pushing so much with this particular illness when we have thousands of people dying? And you look at the statistics here, it just raises, and you've got 96-year-olds, 90-year-olds, 85-year-olds and 80-year-olds and 75-year-olds and 70 to 74-year-olds or whatever, and you've got a lot of flu deaths happening, probably, as I said, in nursing homes, but we don't know how these people are being treated, what they're eating. We don't know about the contamination inside these homes, for example, how much EMF people are exposed to. We don't know what cities they're from. We don't know the circumstances around why these people are passing away, but they just tell you that it's the flu, but they have no stats to back any of it up. They just tell you that. But my point is, there's so many people dying every day and every year and every flu season, thousands of people in Australia alone, but we have a few cases of this coronavirus now, and it's the end of the world. Which is really interesting. Now, another article that popped up today, if I could just find it here, I saved a whole bunch, so I probably won't be able to cover them all. It was, actually, I can't read that one out, I can't find it, but it was one came up in The Guardian, and it was Australians can be detained under coronavirus biosecurity laws, and I think they may have taken that one down. I'll try and find that later, because another story's popped up here. It was from The Guardian. So with the transmission of this fake virus recorded in Australia, they're talking here about Australians are able to be detained, under these new biosecurity laws. Here it is. Here's another one. Coronavirus. Don't you love the name COVID-19? COVID-19. I love the names they give these things. 19 has begun spreading in Australia. So what happens now? So as Australians are urged to stop shaking hands and to stand on one foot and bark like a dog and balance a ball on their nose, authorities are now considering more extreme measures, including a last resort of forcibly detaining patients and vaccinating them. So this is an ABC News, folks, today that I saved. This is the Attorney General, Christian Porter. And I did some memes about this guy a while ago. This guy makes my skin just, it crawls like there's waves on my skin, you know what I mean? This guy gives me the creeps. He gives me the shivers. This guy is like one of those guys, Christian Porter. He's like one of those guys out of those science fiction kind of nightmare movies where they're possessed by some entity from another planet, you know? And they've got these weird eyes. This guy is just a total brainwashed zealot. And unfortunately, this guy calls himself the Attorney General, so obviously he has a lot of power. But he really does creep me out. I don't think I could be in the same room with people like this. It's really weird, but he's saying it's very likely that they could use in Australia biosecurity laws, which we've been through on this podcast, which could be invoked after it was revealed Australia recorded its first case of human-to-human transmission. But I just read out there's hundreds of deaths a year because of the flu. But there's one case, and he's going to enact biosecurity laws over it. Well, how come he didn't enact biosecurity laws last year? Or the year before in 2018 when there was hundreds of deaths due to influenza, for example. He didn't do it then, but he wants to do it now because there's one transmission. Isn't it amazing what they're doing? So this is the meeting with the nation's, don't you love this, the nation's chief health officers. Chief health officers today as they're considering social distancing restrictions under biosecurity laws introduced in 2015 in this country. The government has the power to forcibly detain and decontaminate and vaccinate people with the virus, and what they tell you that you have. Even if you look guilty, they're going to tell you that you have a virus and you need to be detained, you need to be decontaminated, and you need to be brainwashed and vaccinated, and they're going to send you back out into society with a hole in the side of your head with pus coming out of it, and you're just going to be going, vaccines, vaccines. And you're going to have drool coming out the side of your mouth. So Mr. Porter said it was very likely these laws will get used on a larger scale. It's very likely Australians will encounter practices and instructions and circumstances that they have not yet encountered before. So they're bringing in the big guns, folks. And unbelievable. So this is where things change. The game is changing, folks, whether we want to accept it or not, and how prepared we are. That's the important thing. I really think we need to start preparing now, because they can take this all the way to the bank, man. So they've got a lot of propaganda here about these so-called 41-year-old Sydney woman who has believed. See the wording? The 41-year-old Sydney woman who is believed to have caught the virus from her brother after he returned from Iran. So it's all here and there and smoke and mirrors. They believe that he had it, but they're not sure. And so it's unbelievable. You can see in their wording, it's all not here or not there. It's just maybe. And so unbelievable. And these online newspapers are absolutely full of this stuff. It's unbelievable. They've got all these experts comparing the difference between this and SARS and other flus. They're telling you not to travel and all of this. And they're giving you all this important information so you can prepare and be ready. And they've got all these people with masks and they're warning about the struggle and how the health system could collapse and this pandemic and how it's coming and all of this. It just goes on and on and on. You know, when will a pandemic be fully declared? And when will these draconian measures, these quarantine laws, be fully rolled out in this country? So that's what I'm looking at. So they're talking here about sports and entertainment could be stopped. But that's their main form of social control and manipulation, isn't it? So they're really going all out here. So the Australian Health Protection Principal Committee, has anyone bloody well heard of that? The AHPCC? The Australian Health Protection Principal Committee, I think they landed a whole lot of bums on seats because of the coronavirus. They're meeting today anyway, if you're interested in that. They're having a meeting. Maybe in the park to feed the ducks. And these people are going to decide whether additional protection measures are needed, such as bans on mass gatherings will be introduced. So you're not going to be allowed to gather with anyone and have a conversation out in the street, folks. They're going to take you and lock you up. They're going to drag you away, kicking and screaming. The government's pandemic plan outlines possible measures, including bans on mass gatherings, closures of schools, as I said before, childcare centres, and lockdowns on, for example, aged care homes. And God forbid, man, I really feel sorry, you know, for people who are in aged care homes if this were to happen, because and their families, because your loved ones are going to get locked in these aged care homes and you're not going to be able to get in there. You're not going to be able to go in there and have access to them. And they're going to jab them, man. They're going to put these new shots into them and there's nothing you can do about it. So that's the thing, you know, at least now, you know, in my, where I am in life, I'm able to protect myself, but the elderly people in these homes, they're not going to be able to protect themselves and you're not going to be able to know what's going on inside those places, which is a really scary kind of situation. And this is total control, isn't it? What if they do this to your kids, you know, and they lock them down and you're not allowed access to them? You don't know what they're doing. So the New South Wales government has already ordered public schools to cancel any trips as well. The Victorian government has flagged the prospect of delaying surgeries and other non-urgent medical treatments. And the Victorian government has also brought in mandatory vaccinations for all healthcare workers. They're bringing that through right now. Mr. Daniel Andrews, another man that looks like, a Dracula that's just sat up out of a coffin, is pushing these through the government as we speak. So he's desperate to get those in. So we can see all this that's going on. It's there's all these articles popping up now. What happens when a pandemic is declared? What does happen, folks? So what happens to you and I? We're talking about this right now. What do we do to prepare if they go all the way with this fakery? Do you have anywhere that you can go? Do you have any money saved? Do you have anything stashed? Do you have a property that you can go to? Do you have a caravan that you can go to somewhere? Do you have parents in the country? Do you have relatives, friends, anyone out of the cities or wherever you are? Are you able to get to safety? Do you have water and enough food and anything? That's what you need to ask yourselves, because I don't know what they're going to do here. As I said, I'm watching this day by day, but they're taking this to the extremes, man. So New South Wales Health, which is a draconian organization, Big Brother on steroids, is tracking down patients. So New South Wales Chief Medical Officer Kerry Chant, I just saw this woman today, and this woman looks like a demon. If you look up these pictures, I'll put the links up. Kerry Chant. Oh my God! One look at this woman, and I'm just absolutely spooked. This is a frightening woman indeed, man. God help us. She's saying it was not known if the infected healthcare workers contracted the disease from a patient. See, it's all smoke and mirrors. They don't know if someone contracted something from someone else, and then they're out in the streets or whatever, so they're trying to track them down now. So this is like stalking people. So they're saying their focus at the moment is to contact staff and patients and contacts of people, and really dig into everybody's life around people that had this supposedly had may have been infected but weren't, and nobody knows. So you might work with someone who left, and they might say that person was sick with this virus, and they're going to want to bring everybody down and interview them and interrogate them. That's what they're sort of talking about there. So they're talking here about doctors having to wear masks now. This is all coming in with the mandatory vaccination laws. Anyone working in the health industry in Australia, it will start in Victoria, but it's going to go from there. We've been talking about this for years. Anyone working in the health industry, everywhere in the health industry, would have to be vaccinated now, and it's going to be mandatory or you lose your job. As well, that's what I think is coming. And there's just so many links at the bottom of these articles. Global emergency, get your vaccines, pandemic looming. Experts are getting ready for the looming pandemic. Don't go on holiday, cancel them. Do you have any travel plans? You're going to get sick. It's phenomenal stuff. And I've got too many to go over tonight. And here's another one from the mainstream media, scary coronavirus detail that has never been seen before. Uncharted territory. That's the stark message from the World Health Organization as the deadly coronavirus continues to spread out of control. Oh my God, you're going to die. He added that the risk of coronavirus spreading was now very high, and it's a global level warning. There's outbreaks all over the world, in China and South Korea and now Italy and Iran and Japan, and it's spreading everywhere, and everybody's going to get infected. You're going to get it unless you get your flu shot. Hurry up and get your flu shot. There's not many left. So I look at this article and it doesn't say anything at all. It's all bullshit. It's all people wearing masks and propaganda, and then it ends. So I'm going to chuck the one out. I did go over this one, actually. I'm just going to play this now because the guy makes a pretty interesting study here. He's talking about viruses and do you believe they're making people sick and killing them like the coronavirus? Because it's very interesting. I talked a lot about this with Jim West, and Jim West researches all of this and writes books on it. And he was clearly saying this so many podcasts ago that I did with him, that they come up with these computer animated images of viruses. They don't actually have these viruses, laboratory tests of them, conclusive evidence, like the HIV-causing AIDS virus has never been isolated. The polio virus has never been isolated. None of these viruses through history that they scare us with have actually been physically isolated. And this guy did a good YouTube video that I'll play now where he's talking about all these different viruses throughout the years, but they use the same images. So listen to this.
Hello, dear friends. I just had a question for y'all. Is anybody really worried about the coronavirus? Does anybody actually believe that viruses kill you? Has anybody ever studied the great AIDS hoax? Remember that AIDS hoax was gonna, the AIDS virus was gonna kill us all, and it didn't? I wanna show you a little something about the coronavirus. Here's a site, New Scientist. Should have a PSY there, of course, for scientist. This is not science, this is propaganda and bullshit. Coronavirus? Oh, here's the MERS virus. Notice anything? You catching this? And guess what? Here's the SARS virus. Anything look similar here? Once again, oops, right there. Coronavirus? MERS virus? SARS virus? Same exact recycled image. These fakers are too lazy even to make up some new bullshit. I'm going to put some links to a guy named T.C. Fry who exposed the great AIDS hoax and alleviated all my fear about viruses decades ago. I read it in 1989. I just want to show you that viruses do not cause anything. They're not the cause of death or disease. And this is the latest big fraud. And the reason it's probably completely fraud and has everything to do with 5G. This is Janice Barcelo's work on the actual problems of 5G radiation, and it has the same symptoms. It appears all these people are suffering from this in Wuhan, and some sort of huge cruise ship that also had 5G on it, and everybody got sick, so a lot of people did. Anyways, I'll include the links to all these, and y'all can make up your minds, but if this doesn't convince you, coronavirus, MERS virus, SARS virus, it's pretty much that simple, okay? These people are liars and fakes and control freaks, and there's a lot of money to be made, and there's a lot of control
that can be used. That was from Callan Tanner Lightheart, a YouTube channel. He mentioned Janice Barcelo's work there as well, and 5G and 4G and 3G and all the problems we've had throughout history and making people sick. But interesting video because, the SARS virus and MERS virus and coronavirus, they're all the same in images with different colors on there. So they're using the same computer generated images to make you buy that the viruses are real when they're not. It's all a scam. They don't exist, folks. None of them have been isolated. It's all about fear and control. So it's really incredible. And we talk a lot about Jim West's work on the polio virus and DDT, toxicology versus virology, and how people were poisoned to create these great polio epidemics that we've seen. Even the measles, Jim West, we went over those great articles as well and writings that he did in New York City. The big scare of the measles outbreaks was most likely because of contamination in New York City. So again, covering for big industry pollution and selling vaccines at the same time, scaring everybody and lying that we have been contaminated with all these viruses when it's really just mass contamination and pollution and technology that's poisoning us all. But there you go, fake images. And believe me, folks, I've been on with Jim. I've followed him on some websites where he's been in some pretty heavy discussions with immunologists and others, and I've put that up on Kras Files for members if you want to read some of those. And these guys just can't answer to him, and because they can't prove the virus theory, because they have no evidence at the end of the day, just like AIDS, HIV causing AIDS. There's no evidence ever presented that proves that is a real virus. It's all just fake images like this. So that was a really great little video that the guy did. And another one that I pulled up just a couple of days ago, which is very interesting. This is all the stuff coming out in the media and the Australian media, and the headline here is "Airplanes spread diseases quickly, so maybe unvaccinated people shouldn't be allowed to fly." So there you go. What have we been saying that's going to happen to the airline industry after this? So it's problem, reaction, solution, but we could add in problem, reaction, distraction, solution. And here we go. They're going to bring in new rules in all our airports, folks, on the back of this. You watch how the airports change, man, since the last time that you traveled. They're really going to beef all the security up, and I'm wondering if they're going to make it compulsory in many countries around the world to actually have vaccination certificates to be able to travel in and out of countries. You might get out of Australia, but will you get back in on a future date after this all settles down? So they're talking here about this fake virus spreading around the world, and what we should do about it, and should you be allowed to travel, and what countries are going to do. So too much to go through. So the global impact we're seeing here on flights as well, which is another one they're going on. I'm just going to find some things where they're bringing in the measles outbreaks here, which began at airports as well. What a load of crap. So they're talking here about potential solutions. See, problem, reaction, solutions. See, they create the problem, the fake virus outbreak, the people react, and now they're going to offer the solutions. And who's going to offer the solutions? Well, the media are going to give them to you. So the CDC maintains a do not board list prohibiting people with a communicable disease from flying, yet these policies only work for patients already diagnosed. See, they're making everyone guilty, or with overt symptoms, and viral disease transmission typically begins days, even weeks before symptoms appear. So there you go, you're all guilty. Even if you don't have symptoms now, you're guilty when you fly. See how they use this? It's very, very important. You might not even have symptoms yet, but if you're getting on a plane, you're guilty. If you haven't been vaccinated, that makes you sick. You just don't know it. They're telling you you're sick. So they're bringing in this COVID-19. COVID. It's a co-op. 19. Believed to be between 2 days and 2 weeks. See, so you just don't know. You just wishy-washy for many people. Fever may be the first and only sign of infection, but we just don't know. One suggestion, airlines could require vaccination for passengers, or at least make them show a medical exemption. So here we have, you know, for Australia, in Australia, for example, we have the no jab, no play, no pay laws, where your children can no longer go to childcare centres if they're not vaccinated, right? How are they going to bring in this for adults, like we've been saying for years? We've been warning people so long, for so many years, that they're going to bring this in for adults. Well, here you go. You're going to need a vaccination certificate. You're going to have to prove that you've been vaccinated to fly, and if you don't, then you need a medical exemption as to why you're not vaccinated to fly. But what's going to happen after all this comes in? Well, they're going to take away the medical exemptions, so you're going to have to be vaccinated to fly. It's the same as they've done to the kids, folks. It's just they just keep doing this incrementally. So here we of course we have the supermen. The scientists are urgently working to develop a COVID-19 vaccine. Of course they are. They're supermen, aren't they? They're modern-day Superman, working very hard day and night to come up in Israel, most likely, to form and make and develop this COVID-19 vaccine to save humanity from a fake virus that doesn't exist. So how can a vaccine help out here for a virus that's fake? Can anyone answer me that? If they succeed, a vaccine strategy will be needed immediately. Can you see this? It's just like a chess game. They just keep taking and taking and taking. So they're going to develop a vaccine for a fake virus. And then if they do succeed in making that vaccine, then they're going to have to make it mandatory immediately, you see. So it's incredible. This all provides excellent test bed for finding a way to vaccinate the population during a pandemic. Vaccines could be available at airports, which some countries are doing evidently for existing vaccines. But we believe the long-term goal is to create a database, of course it is, to identify who has been vaccinated and who has not been vaccinated. So this is what we're talking about with the technology as well. It'll all be in the database on you. And you will go to the airport to fly and it will come up on the screen that you are not vaccinated and you will not be able to fly, folks. So that was another one that I pulled up. So it's very interesting. And coronavirus emergency plan has been enacted by the Australian government as well. And of course, there was a lot of fear mongering that they could take people into stadiums or into kind of camps and force vaccinate them as well. So a lot of fear mongering going on there. Indeed, it just never ends, does it? And I also put up another article about these agendas that are coming through on the back of this. And I thought that some of this was quite interesting. Like a cashless society, and the what's happening with the markets around the world, and all this money just disappearing, right? Well, where is it going? So this cashless agenda is this long-term scheme that they've had as well. So sort of this digitization of everything in society, and where we won't have physical currency anymore, and that's something that they're really pushing here as well. China has jumped on the opportunity to move forward with the cashless agenda by claiming that paper money must now be taken out of circulation due to the possibility that it could contain traces of this COVID-19. So they're saying in China and other countries as well that people could be touching the money and that could be spreading the coronavirus. So a good thing to do is just get rid of the paper bills, right, and the currency like that, so we can't spread this and go cashless. So that's what they're saying there. So martial law quarantines is another interesting one. Governments love martial law scenarios. They love that in Australia with quarantine laws and, stamping all over human rights. So we're seeing that in Australia as well. And this has come on the back here where I've been reading that tonight, where they're enacting these new laws that people just don't know about in Australia. And they're going to be going, what? What's going on here? So this is all done to protect you from the virus. You see, problem, reaction, solution. So mandatory vaccination. So this is the biggest one. This is a big one. There's definitely something in these vaccines, folks. They want to get under our skin for sure and into our bloodstreams. And so this is really being pushed. I'm telling you, I'm on the ground in Australia and they're really, really pushing this big time, the whole mandatory vaccination thing. And especially what I've read out before on the podcast, these new generation, vaccines as well that are going to alter us. They're going to go into our DNA, going to saturate us and change us forever and our children. China passed a law on June the 29th, 2019, that rolled out a national mandatory vaccination program. So they're going to cop it there as well. So on June 29, 2019, the National People's Congress Standing Committee of the People's Republic of China adopted the PRC law on vaccine administration, vaccine law. The official news agency states that the law provides for the strictest vaccine management with tough penalties in order to ensure the country's vaccine safety. So incredible what's happening over there in China on the back of this. And as I said, we're getting that in Australia. We have just had Victorian leader come up with mandatory vaccination laws in this country for all healthcare workers. We're talking here about digital identification and all of this kind of stuff as well. We're talking about the implementation of Agenda 2030 and smart cities. And all of this, which is, you know, it's pretty incredible. So there's just so much always to cover. And of course, I'll just bring this last one up, if it goes. Israeli scientists say they will have a coronavirus vaccine in a few weeks. So it's very exciting, isn't it? So the same creatures who invented 5G technology, and that's all in the information that I'm reading here. So 5G technology that could be causing all of this in the first place, for example, was created in Israel because these Jews are for transhumanism. That's what they're for, swiping away, getting rid of the human spirit, the human soul, and merging us with machines. So a technology that is now causing very serious health problems for those living in China, where 5G has been rolled out big time, are now publicly stating in Israel that they're just about ready to roll out a vaccine. So very big surprise there, isn't it? For a total scam virus that doesn't even exist. And it's going to be, from what they're saying, an oral vaccine, which makes it more easy to just shove down your gob. So you really got to give it to these people. Absolutely. And the article is here, which I can put up as well, that they're developing that. So it's really incredible. So as I've gone through tonight, we're getting so much fear mongering and panic and about this, and really probably have to tune in more to cover all this. Is absolutely unbelievable what's going on. I'm wondering myself, sitting here, how far are they going to take this? Where's it going to go? Well, time will tell, but I'll plug out for now. Thanks for listening, members. Great to be here, and we'll chat again soon. Take care.